Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
As we journey on through this Lenten experience, we are assured that Jesus Christ himself is with us. He said in departing from his disciples, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That we are not journeying alone, that we are accompanied by the Lord, God our Father and Holy Spirit. And so it is that we take another step this Sunday towards the great anticipation of the rising of our Lord from the dead, that we can experience once more that joy that the disciples experienced upon the realization that he rose from the dead and the death itself is slain. The death itself has been defeated. And that we no longer need to fear death because his mighty hand will raise us as well on that day. In the meantime, we are aware of the situation that we find ourselves in, and that situation is that we are still in the world. We are the church militant. We are still seeking the victory, the ultimate victory that will come on that day when the Lord comes again. And we are in a battle, actually, for our soul and for the souls of others. And so it is that the reading of the book of Hebrews was given to us today for us to redouble our vigilance, to redouble our awareness. This past week, unfortunately, on the turnpike there was an accident. There were highway workers that were working on the highway, and a car veered off the road and hit them. One of the workers was killed. The other two were seriously injured. And in investigating the accident, it was found that there was nothing wrong with the vehicle, and the highway workers weren't doing anything wrong either. But in reality, the person who was driving had fallen asleep. They fell asleep at the wheel and were unaware that the car was even off the road. And so tragedy ensued. The writer of the book of Hebrews says, "For this reason, we must pay much closer attention." We must pay much closer attention. Attention to what? To what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. And if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? God offers us this great salvation, this great and wondrous church in which we are a part. And yet there is the danger that we fall asleep at the wheel, that we don't pay attention to those things which have been given us. First of all, we need to pay attention to what we believe. Each and every Sunday, we recite together what is called the symbol of faith. It is our confession of what we believe. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten, begotten the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father by whom all things were made. And we go on and we confess those things that we believe. We confess those things which have once and for all been imparted to us. But there is a danger that we don't pay attention as we say those things, that we don't own them, that we don't experience them, that we aren't thankful for them. For these are the basis, the rock bottom foundation of our faith. And so as we say those words, we need to pay much closer attention to the things that we say and the things that we believe, so that we are fortified for this journey, so that we are fortified for ultimately meeting our Lord. We must pay much closer attention also to the things that we feel, the things that would war against our hearts, the things that the enemy would bring upon us to cause us to fear and to cause us to be in all kinds of anxiety about. Paul wrote to the Colossians saying, "Be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." See, our hearts must be guarded. And one of the chief ways that our heart is guarded is by prayer. To not be anxious, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. And so we must all the more pay attention to the act of prayer, to our prayer life, to our daily prayers, and to the prayers that God would allow us to make, in particular for those who He burdens us with, those who He brings to our attention, that we might pray for them, that we could lift them up to God. And by doing so, by praying diligently and paying attention to that, it is guarding our hearts so that we are not in fear, so that we are not in anxieties. And so it is that we pay attention to the things we believe, we pay attention to our prayer life in God. We also must pay attention to our thoughts. You know, the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, by extension a woman, anyone, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The chief battlefield that we are fighting against and fighting in is a battle for our thoughts. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, "For our struggle, our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places." That there is an enemy that is bound to attempt to defeat us, and his main method are our thoughts. He says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity," what? "Every thought to the obedience of Christ." There are attacks that are coming upon us, and they are coming in the form of thoughts. The enemy knows that if he could put a thought in our mind, he could cause us to be disturbed. He could cause us to be unsettled. He can cause us to be excited in the passions. He can cause us to doubt. And he puts these thoughts into our minds through various ways and through various channels. But as we are alert and as we pay much closer attention to what these thoughts are, we can stand against them and we can rebuke them and we can defeat them and we can take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. But we must recognize these thoughts. There's a story of a monk who was teaching a novice about the life of a monk. And the novice was concerned as to how he would know that the enemy was going to attack him and in what way the enemy was going to attack him. And the monk said, "You can see a thought coming from afar. Even as you survey the landscape and you see an army approach in the natural, you can see the army approach, you can see a thought approach, and as it approaches, you can defeat it before it ever reaches you." The monk had learned the secret of being aware of these thoughts, being aware of the situation that the enemy uses to sow bad thoughts, malicious thoughts, hateful thoughts, injurious thoughts, malevolent thoughts, unholy thoughts. He wants to attack us through our thought life. But when we know that that thought has come upon us, we don't need to receive it. Just because the thought knocks at the door of our mind doesn't mean that we have to open the door and let it in. But we can take every thought captive. And one of the chief ways of fighting these thoughts is to quote the Jesus Prayer. "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." When we know that that thought is seeking entrance into our mind, it wants to take root in our thought life, we can turn to the Jesus Prayer. Why? Because the name of Jesus is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The name of Jesus is powerful. It is mighty. And we turn and we quote and we say the name of Jesus, and let the name of Jesus bathe our mind in peace. That those thoughts will just simply evaporate. And so, as we journey on through this Lenten journey, we must pay much closer attention. We need to wake up and not be as that poor driver, driving down the road thinking everything is fine, only to awaken to a tragedy because they had fallen asleep at the wheel. Peter says, "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." The enemy is seeking to devour us, but thanks be to God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so may we be encouraged and pay much closer attention. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.